At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. I'll tell you this, the military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak, stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
Recording in progress.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It is May 2nd, 2025, 6:18 a.m. I'm here with Julio.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
It's March 2nd.
What'd I say?
May.
Okay, my bad.
I like did a double look. I was like, wait, is it May?
At least it starts with an M. Fuck it. I look like an Oompa Loompa because I got my hood up.
Yeah, you do.
It's cold in here. All right. So, we got a lot to talk about. Zelensky, Elon Musk went on Rogan. Zelensky got kicked out of the White House. and then Julio did karaoke last night with Legs and Eggs. He wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'm glad I kind of took them up on their offer. They've offered a couple of times before.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know. I just happened to be home that night, and it was a lot of fun.
What time did that go down?
I think they started like around 8:45, 9 o'clock, and we went to about like 11, maybe midnight.
Wow. So you didn't work last night?
No, I had this weekend, Friday and Saturday, I had that men's retreat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was actually it was very awesome, man. Like the camaraderie, the message that was being spread that, you know, like a lot of men carry a lot of baggage, you know, like that they don't tell anybody. And it's because that's what society wants you to do. But you could be a better man if you surround yourself with other people that are willing to be vulnerable and open about, you know, what their failures are, you know, where they're not succeeding, and help lift one another up. And that was really the message, is rediscover your, you know, like your better self and be the best man you can be for your family, for yourself, for your community, et cetera. Kind of going back to what we always talk about when it comes to immigration and our foreign policy, you can't really help outside unless you've already helped yourself some, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, but it was cool. I got to meet a lot of new people. I got to meet some people I knew. I bought a book called Fighting Shadows, Overcoming 7 Lies to Keep Men from Becoming Fully Alive. And those things are fight the shadows of despair with hope, fight the shadow of loneliness with community, fight the shadow of shame with vulnerability, fight the shadow of lust with faithfulness, fight the ambition with a kingdom vision, fight the shadow of fertility with calling, and fight the shadow of apathy with a cause. I mean, all those things freaking apply to me, man. Yeah, I don't know. It was worth it. I highly recommend people seek stuff like that out. I think there's always been like men and women's retreat. I remember my mom and dad used to go to some of them, and I used to go when I was younger. But it's kind of interesting that after all this DEI, after all this like Me Too movement, after all the gay and pride stuff, this year, I feel like they're pushing these men events a lot more. Like empowering men, you know, asking men to become the best men that they can be.
Yeah.
Is that coincidence, or you think maybe it's because of what, you know, having Trump in office, you know?
No, I think it's a little of gayness still running over from the Biden cabinet. I'm just kidding. I don't know, man. How many dudes was it?
Like 100.
Really?
Yeah.
And where was it at?
Perrysburg.
So it was in like a building?
Yeah, it was in a church.
When I hear retreat, for some reason, when I hear the word retreat, I think of like an outside event. I don't know why. I thought maybe you went camping and sleeping in tents with dudes.
No, it was Friday. The way they did it was really cool. I mean, everybody worked, so, you know, like they did it after work hours.
Yeah.
You know, from like 6:30 to 8:30 the first day.
What kind of church?
It's just a Christian church.
Like non-denomination?
Yeah, just Christian. They believe in Christ, you know?
Yeah, that's what I meant. There's so many denominations in Christianity, it's crazy.
It is. And the thing is, the retreat wasn't just put on by that church. They invited other churches in the community to send their pastors and to bring in, you know, like bring in their people to kind of like just gather us all under one building.
Right.
So there was Methodists, there were Lutherans, there were Catholics, it was everybody.
Yeah.
But the message was to be the best man you can be, rediscover the fire. One of the quotes that I wrote down is that a man fully alive is a threat to all evil.
Nice. Yeah, I seen a clip from Marmar. He was talking about denominations, and he said, you know, Jesus didn't have a denomination. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
It was a universal word.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the nominations come from like the leader picking something that's like favorable to them.
Yeah,
you know, like Martin Luther, he wanted, you know, like to be able to divorce or I forget who it was.
King James, I think it was. He wanted to get divorced. That's where the Protestants split. No, well, maybe it wasn't King James, but that's where the Protestants split off from the Catholics because of that.
I thought it was Martin Luther or something.
Oh, it was one of the kings. I know that for sure.
Huh.
But he might have done it too. I know he's... What did he start? Then there was Calvin. Calvinism. I don't know. I got to get some more coffee. Let me pause it.
Recording stopped. Yes.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, right. Going back to the last thing I'll say on the retreat, I just want to say thank you to my friend Mike for kind of like joining me in that. So I wasn't alone or anything, but we sat separately to have like different experiences. But it's really cool. I think some people take religion too fanatically, but I mean, I think if you use it as a tool, it can be a good thing. And just very thankful for my buddy. I don't know if I would have gone without him.
Yeah.
So the camaraderie again of men to men.
Right.
Not gay.
So, what'd you sing at the karaoke?
Oh, man, dude. It was... Actually, I just pulled up. Huh? I'll tell you. We did everything. I mean, they were doing all sorts of stuff. They were all over the place.
I want to know what you sang.
I sang Heart of Gold by Neil Young.
Oh.
Du Hast by Rammstein.
Never heard of
Don't
that.
Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. I'm So Humble. I always sing that song. That's my rap song.
Never heard
I
of
also
it.
Did a, I also did a Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast. And the last song, we closed out the whole session with Sandy from Grease.
Why, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That reminds me, we got a couple of voicemails from Clem. I can't remember what it was about.
Play them now before we forget.
All right.
I should have done Vanilla Ice.
I was going to ask you that because you got an Ice Ice Baby shirt on.
Yeah. I got Lily one, too.
From where?
I love my freedom. That's where I got my Trump hat.
Okay.
My Trump shirt, like everything.
All right. Let me see here. I can't see. All right. Here we go.
Hello, conspiracy soldiers. It's Clem Stump. I felt like listening to the episodes that Julio missed me, and I don't know why, because I fucking hate Elon Musk and his chainsaw of bureaucracy. he's so dumb. And there's living the dream, and there's living the meme. You know I made that into a song. So that's how I feel about Elon Musk. I agree with Fox. He kind of sucks. I also want to let you know that my neighbor has been drunk and I think probably fucking blowing lines all weekend and like listening to Michael McDonald at like 4 a.m. It's crazy.
He sounds like a cool neighbor, Clem.
Yeah.
I'd be over there knocking on the door. Let me in. You guys should have invited him to karaoke.
Forget it, that I'm never gonna be the same.
All right. She left too.
All right, guys, it's Clem Stump again, and I'm high now. So I just wanted to say this to you. Feminism, okay? It's just that I want to be treated like a human being. Like, that's it. That's all it is. Okay? And Fox is one of the most feminist men I've met because he always treats me exactly the same way he treats the guys, which is fair. It's how I want to be treated. So, Fox, you're feminist now. Sorry, I don't make the rules. Also, yeah, pee sitting down, you know, like the pee behind the toilet, and you got to bleach it, and then it's like ammonia, and it makes this god-awful like deadly gas, but that's the only way to clean it. Just like pee sitting down gives you all get that pee around the toilet and it's disgusting.
Okay.
So what was she saying about peeing sitting down, that it's good or bad?
Well, I mean, women have to do that, but I mean, I guess she's talking about when you piss standing up, sometimes you piss on the floor. I don't know.
It's the splash.
For the listeners now, the reason she's talking about that is because Julio was talking about that he pisses sitting down. So.
And I also played that clip of that guy describing, like, where do you pee?
Right.
Do you pee in the middle of the water, the front of the water, the back of the water, the side of the water? Like, what do you do? And then he asked at the end, I might be overthinking this,
right,
but he also might be underthinking this.
Yeah.
We were talking about it yesterday at the retreat.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
My buddy brought it up. This is why. This is why. Because, all right, so it's a men's retreat at this church, right? And, they had, like, you know, like a crew of females that made the food. They fed us incredibly. I'm talking I forget what we had the first day, but the second day for breakfast, they had, I'm going to say like 8 forms of quiche, you know, like spinach, feta, mushroom quiche, cheese and bacon, sausage quiche. They had, hash browns of all sorts. Like, dude, it was like a smorgasbord of stuff. And, I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, so.
You said you brought a group of women along to cook.
They're good at it. But so what they did is they told us, hey, guys, this weekend, you guys can use both bathrooms, the men's and the women's. So this is really funny. So I got there, and I remember I went to the bathroom to go pee, and I remember looking for the urinals when I walked in the bathroom, and I didn't see any. All I saw was like a bunch of toilets. And I was like, dang, that's a lot of toilets for a men's restroom. And then I went out.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Came home, and I even told my wife about it. I'm like, hey, you know, they designated even the women's restroom to be able to be used by the guys. And she asked me, she's like, did you go to the women's restroom? And I'm like, no, of course not. So the next day, Saturday, I go to the damn bathroom, and I notice that I did go to the women's restroom.
I could have told you that if there wasn't no urinals.
So I noticed that the men's restroom had a placard that said men. The one that I had gone into had a paper sign, like a piece of paper that said men, taped over the placard.
Yep. I knew it.
I'm such a fucking idiot, dude.
Huh. Looks like the general just sent something for the first time. I haven't heard from him forever.
Yeah, I know. I was seeing him earlier today.
He sent something about a half hour ago. I will put it, we'll check it out and put it on the next episode. But yeah. I wanted to play this shit about Zelensky. All right. He got thrown out of the White House. The first one to get pissed off was J.D. Vance.
The angry Care Bear.
Yeah, right. But even before that happened, they were fucking with him. Like, one of the guys in the back was like, why don't you ever wear a suit? You know? And like, when, did you see the clip when he first got out of the car?
No.
I could tell it wasn't going to go well because Trump was fucking with him right off the bat. He got out of the car. Trump walks over and shakes his hand and goes, hey, look, everybody, you got dressed up. Dude, I don't know if I got a clip of that either. That was fucking hilarious.
He trolled him, too. I don't know if you noticed the size of the chairs.
No, yeah, you said something about that. I didn't notice.
Yeah, when you play that clip, try to look for it.
Well, I got a clip of that, but first I got this dude's asking him why he doesn't wear a suit. All right.
Why don't you wear a suit? You're the highest level in this country's office, and you refuse to wear a suit. Just want to see if you do you own a suit?
Yeah, problems.
A lot of Americans have problems with you not
really?
Respecting.
I don't have such. I will wear a costume after this war will finish.
Okay.
Yes, maybe. One.
Maybe something like
yours, yes. Maybe something better, I don't know. We will see. Maybe something cheaper than, yeah. Thank you.
Something cheaper.
I think that's what it is, man. I think he wants to put off this persona that he's involved in the war. You know he hasn't set foot on the fucking battlefield.
Yeah.
Fucking, he shows up in a damn Hensley. What is it, a Henley shirt?
I do not know what that is.
It's what he was wearing. It's the long sleeve shirts with no collar and like 3 or 4 buttons at the top. They call it a Henley.
Know your fashion.
I looked it up today just because so I knew what to say he was wearing.
Mr. Fox, I'm concerned. Why are you gay?
Let me find the other clip when they actually get into it. Here it is. All right. No, that ain't it.
Oh, my Lord.
Here.
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you are not strong...
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war... Everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
God bless, you will not have a war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
I'm not dictating.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed
from
yourself
very,
to be in a very bad
very
position, and he happens
war.
To be right about
from
it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not
Mr.
in a good position.
I don't have
the cards right now. With us, you start
I'm
having
not
cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't.
Yeah,
you're playing cards,
Mr. President.
You're playing
I'm very
cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm
it's
with
back
all
to you.
Respect to you.
Far part. More than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No,
even today.
You said thank
even
you.
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Oh. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country. I'm talking about the kind of...
The little fucking midget would not shut up. He just kept running his mouth.
Oh. Yeah.
Now you hear that... Some of the parliament in Ukraine are trying to have him impeached already.
Yep.
Yeah. He fucked up. Fucked up big time.
Even the ambassador to the U.S. from Ukraine who was there, there's a clip of her like just shaking her head during this whole thing.
Huh. All right.
That's how bad it was.
Oh, shit.
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
All right, we're back. I had to go upstairs and get another coffee. Now, you can probably see that the sun's coming up, right? Cause,
yeah.
All right, I don't have windows in the garage. So when I went up to get my coffee, I seen the sun was coming out. I'm like, all right, that's better. Because when it's dark out, I feel like I should be drinking beer. Let's see here. I forget what this dude is.
What's the difference between a priest and acne? Acne doesn't come on your face till you're 12. What's the difference?
Wow.
I forgot you're Catholic.
Hating cream. Patron saint of choir boys.
The patron saint of choir boys. All right.
I mean, we got a pope that brought a South American idol into the church to worship.
Really?
He did. The Pachamama. But the South American, and he got...
What is it? I don't know what that is.
It's kind of like a South American god, Pachamama.
Why would he do that?
Good question. But he did.
Did he have an explanation for why he did it?
Yeah, it's kind of a weasel-worded thing of like, oh, all religions are just as good as one another. Mm. But, you know, if that's his contention...
He shouldn't be the Pope.
No.
I mean, how can he be the Pope if, say, all religions are just as good?
Yeah, we all worship, you know.
So he brought that in.
But into the Vatican. Then the higher... He, the hierarchy even worshipped it. They had a ceremony around it outside.
What?
So, well, that constitutes apostasy.
Yeah.
That's an apostasy move, all right?
Worshipping false gods.
Yeah. That's number one on the Mosaic hit list. The very nature of apostasy means that you have to be part of it to fall away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an inside job.
Oh.
So, I mean...
Rogan's not religious.
No, but I think he understands what, like the definitions of, like, where you draw the lines are for these sort of things. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think there is a difference between, you know, like, the Catholic Church and the Amazonian Pachamama.
Right.
You know, like, but I, like, I'm familiar with both. And I think the Pope was trying to do it to kind of like bring unification to people, like understanding. He really wasn't, I don't think he was trying to like forcibly make that a deity. For example, there's no Pachamama statue at the Vatican, but there is that Indian god at the Vatican. There is an Egyptian obelisk at the Vatican.
You're talking about Sheba the Destroyer, or Shiva?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of other weird shit at the Vatican, but in this instance, I don't think it was like an evil intent. Like Pachamama is more of like a Gaia, like a earth spirit, or Mother Earth, and she's not trying to kill anybody. She's not trying to destroy anybody. You know, like some of these other deities.
Well, I don't know. I think the Vatican's dirty to begin with.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice, back to Zelensky, I didn't notice a difference in their chairs.
No?
No, it looks like the same chair.
I don't think he looked hard enough.
Looked like J.D. Vance was sitting on a couch, and Trump and Zelensky, it looks like they're sitting on the same chair, same type of chair.
I think it looks like the same type of chair, but man, he looks tiny.
Well, he is tiny. He's a fucking midget. That's what I'm saying. He wouldn't shut the fuck up. Okay. He wouldn't stop talking.
I got a good picture of what I'm talking about. Look at that.
It's the same chair. But yeah, he looks like his feet don't touch the ground because he's...
I think he was trolling him, dude. I mean, politically, like, I think that is something that they've done is, like, they'll try to make the other person look smaller, you know, for the media.
You don't need to do that with Zelensky. He is, he's like a man-child. Look at him. His feet barely touch the floor. That's why he's sitting on the edge of the seat. I don't know. Fuck, we can stop picking on Zelensky. He's going to get thrown out of office before long. He needs to. All he does is beg for money.
Last night during karaoke, I was actually going to sing a little Billy Joel because of this video, dude. Did you see?
I seen him. There's no, not really any sound, but. He fell down. He's probably drunk. Right? Is that what they're saying?
What?
That he was drunk.
No, I had not heard that one.
What's it about?
That he felt like he just got his ninth booster shot.
Okay.
He did. That was really weird.
I think he was drunk.
I love Billy Joel.
No.
You think so?
I don't like Billy Joel. That's Clem and Fupa. That's their favorite. Let's do the Alex Jones clip.
Oh, my God.
Will be, you know what? I will go to hell before I sit here and I watch this country and the world turned over to these savages. I'm done, I'm pissed, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. Let me tell you something, you filthy traitors in the government, you pieces of crap. You are the most degenerate, twisted, mentally ill people I've ever seen, wanting to gang rape this republic. You people are enemies, and we're going to get your ass in, and we know what you're up to, and we're coming for you. We'll be...
Remind me to play that at the end.
I like how he got, like one of those bandana things and, like, wiped off his face.
Yeah, yeah.
He was so agitated.
A handkerchief.
I'm surprised that guy hasn't had a damn heart attack.
I know. Well, he's in better shape now. He doesn't even look right. He looks like Ozempic or some shit.
Oh.
He swears up and down it's not Ozempic.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You got anything?
Yeah. So something close to home, something with Marcy Kaptur. Listen to what she had to say. Like, people, I don't know why. I understand why people hate Elon Musk, but at least hate him with facts. Don't hate him with made-up numbers. But listen to this.
Mr. Musk has just been here 22 years, and he's a citizen of 3 countries. I always ask myself the question, with the damage he's doing here, when push comes to shove, which country is he loyalty to? South Africa? Canada? Or the United States? And he's only been a citizen, I'll say again, 22 years.
Okay. So, we got to fear a guy that's been a citizen for 22 years and has helped our country develop all these amazing things and opportunities. But we don't have to fear the immigrant that just crossed the border that came with nothing that's about to do some crimes. That, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's hypocritical.
Hypocritical. Yeah, Marcy Kaptur, man. I'm sorry. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm sorry. You haven't done anything. I had followed her career ever since she entered office, and I admired her when I was younger, but not anymore. No. She doesn't do anything. It's like DeWine. DeWine does not do anything but just follow, like, the money.
Right. She's Ohio, right?
Yeah, she's right here in Toledo.
Yeah, she sent me a letter for Veterans Day or some shit. That's the only thing I know about her. She's low level, right?
Because she doesn't do anything. That's why.
So was that the local news then that she was talking about that?
No, I found it online.
Okay, talking about Elon Musk, though, did you see when he was on Rogan recently?
Yeah, he did like a 3-hour interview.
Well, that's pretty standard for Rogan. I mean, he wants to do between 2 and 3 hours. I'm gonna be honest. Elon was irritating as fuck at the beginning when he kept playing that his AI thing that he made at the very beginning. And every time Rogan would try to ask him a question, he would try to let the AI answer it. He could tell Rogan was even getting irritated. He was like, because it was a female voice. And Rogan's like, yeah, that thing's like a drunk chick at a party that won't stop interrupting people. And then finally, he turned the motherfucker off. It was getting irritating, man. You know, he is autistic. And he was showing it there a little bit. But I know you love Elon. But I just don't see how he does all this shit at the same time. I mean, Doge is a job in itself, you know. And then you got X. You got fucking Twitter. Tesla.
SpaceX. SpaceX,
Neuralink company, SpaceX. And now you got Doge. I mean,
and then on top of that, remember last episode we said, hey, did you know Elon Musk has 13 children? This episode, now we can say, did you know Elon Musk has 14 children?
Okay.
That we know of.
But they were all, they weren't from regular sex. They were that, what do you call it, embryonic.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, look it up. One of them's from one of his secretary at one of the jobs. Yeah, he does that that fake implant shit, which is strange. Does he not have a penis or what? Why does he do that? I mean, I just don't get it.
He's got the cyber torso.
I don't know. Are you looking it up?
No, I'm not.
Okay. We'll move on then. I just don't get that, man.
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
Smoking that shit. That's why you're so quiet. You're fucking rolling a joint.
We need a shirt that says that.
Smoking that shit?
Yeah. I bet it would sell.
What image will we put on it? Picture of you smoking?
Yeah, I don't know. Smoking that shit.
Well, I'm going to put, now that we're doing video, I'm going to put this shit on Rumble and TikTok. I have to make a little clip for TikTok. I'm not good at that shit. We need help. I know Clem's good at audio. We need a video dude now.
Yeah. Hey, I want to play this clip for every dad with kids, especially daughters, because Lily plays this game. Like, if we go out to eat, like, she never finishes her meal. And I always tell her, like, order something that I might eat afterwards. You know, like,
oh yeah, and then she doesn't want a box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughters do that too.
Or she'll box it up and then I'm not allowed to eat it. Like, she'll get mad that she'll wake up and the leftovers are gone.
Yeah.
But the way I see it, it's my food.
I wouldn't
eat it. Same thing with anything that's left on the counter. If I come home and there's something left on the counter, like, I'm allowed to. But I like how this dad puts it. I think it's funny as fuck, man.
You know what ticks me off? When I come home to my house and I look on the counter and I see cinnamon buns that my daughter made last night with a note, don't eat. Are you kidding me? Why can't I eat? This is my house. This is my kitchen counter. These are my cinnamon buns. That's my saran wrap you use to cover the cinnamon. That's my memo pad that you use to make the note. That's my pen that you use to write don't eat. It gets better. You open a refrigerator, they got their names on different food. This is Victoria's. This is Michael. Daddy, do not eat this. What am I, an animal? This is my house. Anything under this roof is mine. You got that? When you get your own apartment, I'm going to come to your apartment. I'm going to eat everything in sight and put little post-its. Look what Daddy ate. Ow!
That's funny because that literally my and it's not meant for my wife. It's always meant for me, because I'll wait, because especially on the weekend I'll get up at like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning and just start eating shit, because I'll drink and not eat it, you know. My stomach will be empty. I'll wake up to take a piss and I'm like, oh shit, I'm hungry, and I'll just go on a fucking rampage. So my daughter, my youngest, she'll write on here on food, do not eat, and everybody knows it's meant for me.
Save here.
Yeah,
but yeah, that guy definitely he just voiced it perfectly.
He was on. Yeah, he was pissed. That was funny. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Did you know Gary Busey has brain damage?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was from drinking and drugs and shit. And then
I think he got in like an accident or something.
Motorcycle wreck it was. Yeah. It all makes sense now. I thought he was just partying his ass off and fucked up his brain. Cause that happens too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about the Pope going through this health crisis at the moment? Like, he's on his final days, pretty much.
Isn't that like some kind of prophecy? I heard something about that. I don't know. Someone was talking about that and related it to fucking Revelation or something. I'm not familiar with the passage or anything. I don't know what exactly is wrong with him, did they say?
I think he's having like breathing issues and stuff. I'm not really sure the extent of it, but I know he's having a difficult time and he's got good days and bad days. But like, I don't know, man. I think there's a shift with the way that the world is changing. Like, it's going back to normal, and I think certain people are being played out of the game, and I think he's one of them.
Right.
I'm going to change the subject. But I've been meaning to talk about this. Have you watched any of the Candace Owens becoming Brigitte Macron thing?
No, I don't like her.
You don't like Candace?
I don't know what it is, man. She gets on my nerves.
I can see that. I'm surprised I enjoy her content, but she hasn't really let me down. I mean, she's pretty honest. She's pretty real. She does her research.
It seems she just goes too hard, man. To me, it seems money-driven or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, go ahead. My bad.
Go really deep into this Brigitte Macron thing, and it's like, at first I was like, who the fuck cares that he's dating a dude that dresses like a woman? I don't care. He's French anyways. They're fags. But then she did some investigating, and then, you know, like, there was an age difference. She was almost 40 years old, and he was in high school, 14 years old, when she fell in love with him.
Yeah, so but you're saying cool. She...
Yeah, yeah. Hold
when
on,
he
hold on.
Fell in love
I'm
with him.
I'm just presenting, like, I'm just presenting the speed bumps and their progression. Okay, so, you know what? Yeah, okay, 40 years old, 14, you know, it's not uncommon for people in Europe to kind of, you know, do that kind of thing. Okay. So, like, it's all, like, very understanding. And then you get to this point. So the conclusion of the whole thing with Brigitte Macron is Brigitte is Macron's dad.
Oh, that's creepy.
So now it's a story of incest. And the fact that the Macron family has kind of been doing that for generations. In fact, Macron was raised by his grandma, who was named Manette. Kind of looks like a man. Huh. Manette. Like, his parents don't even look like him. The parents that are presented as his parents do not look like him. And, dude, I recommend it to everybody. It's available on YouTube for free for the most part. But if you just watch a little bit of this...
What do you punch in?
A Candace Owens Macron, and I think you'll be able to find everything.
All right, I'll check it out.
But, oh my God, and they put side-by-side pictures. They do a photo analysis with AI that can determine if it's the same person in the picture, regardless of age. Like, they can show a picture of you as a child and you as an adult, and it can tell the difference. It can tell if it's the same person or not.
Hmm.
And it gives you a percentage. And dude, like, it's like the French media has been kind of, like, protecting this story for so long. And so pretty much it comes down to Macron is a Manchurian candidate, somebody groomed from young and placed around people to place these ideas within him. Similar thing to Obama.
Yeah.
Similar thing to Kamala Harris, because there's that picture of her with her grandma who died in 1960, yet Kamala was born 4 years later.
Yeah, man. I mean, I get the connection, but it's kind of like a Manchurian candidate, but it's different when it comes to like these politicians and stuff. It's a similar program, you know. But it happens all the time.
And Macron even has ties to the Rothschild family. and check this out: his parents were involved in. They were both doctors. One a psychologist, both psychologists, I think, or something like that, or something. And his mom would help people who needed new identities get new identities. So if you needed to be, you needed to go from a man to a woman, she would help you. Dude, it's ridiculous the amount, how deep Candace went in and investigated this thing, that it's just mind-blowing. And then the nail in the coffin for the French government is the fact that they send cease and desist letters. They have silenced journalists in France about this.
Huh.
Yeah, and now they're doing it to a U.S. citizen. How easy would it be to just provide evidence that this woman is a woman?
It goes back, I think it goes back to depopulation, which is it's linked to like Satan, you know what I mean? Like, so all this tranny shit, it's like they're not able to repopulate. They're not able to have children. You know what I mean? I think that's why they push this men being women and women being men, because once you start doing all the surgeries and shit, you can't repopulate. You know, it goes back to Bill Gates. His dad was one of the main dudes in Planned Parenthood. You know, it's just the whole evil agenda is to reroute, you know, God's plan, which is nature. It's basically nature versus artificial.
Yeah,
the way I look at it.
I think you are onto something there, because, you know, like they push the whole thing that you don't need I'm sorry, God put us here to meet somebody and procreate, right?
Right.
Not just fall in love with them, but procreate with them. And they push this whole thing of like just falling in love. No, you got to procreate. And in order to do that, you have to have a man and a woman. You can't have man and man and women and women.
Right. It just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
All right. I'm looking at, so you remember last week when we were talking about Elon Musk going to Fort Knox and doing a walkthrough?
Yeah.
And then we started talking about Geraldo. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. It was called The Mystery of Al Capone's Vault. It was a 2-hour live American television special broadcast on April 21st, 1986. A vault believed to contain Al Capone's treasure was to be opened, hosted by Geraldo Rivera. The event garnered one of the highest ratings in U.S. television history, with an estimated audience of 30 million. Now, that ain't shit these days. Okay, the vault's located in Lexington Hotel in Chicago, which was once owned by Al Capone. It was expected to reveal either his hidden treasure or possible human remains. However, when the vault was finally opened, it was found to be empty, except for debris, including a pile of dirt and a bottle of bathtub gin. Wow, what a fucking bummer. It goes on to say, Al Capone, born in 1899 in New York City, moved to Chicago in 1919 and became a prominent criminal figure. involved in various illegal activities such as gambling, alcohol, and prostitution. Yeah, the mob. He was a mob boss, right? All right. Anyway, I said last week I was going to look into that, so there's that.
He also, during the Great Depression, he ran like a soup kitchen.
Oh, yeah?
When the government couldn't do anything for its citizens, he opened up a soup kitchen.
I think
made sure.
I think it was him that made them start putting expiration dates on milk. Or am I thinking of somebody else? Because his aunt or somebody he was related to got sick from some bad milk or something.
Huh.
Something like that. You know, they try to paint him like he's not as bad. It's not so bad, like you were saying.
Well, I mean, I think they do a good job of trying to, like, you know, like, slander people that were trying to do good.
Right.
Trying to expose, you know, like, what the government is trying to, like, do in the background kind of shit. Which still goes on to today.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you can bring up Hitler. People try to say, I've seen clips where they try to say, like, a lot of, you know, like Holocaust deniers. You know what I mean? They're saying a lot of that shit didn't even happen. But it just makes you wonder. I'm not going to say that because I don't fucking know. I've never really looked into it. What do you think, Julio? You're smiling.
Smiling.
All right.
I don't know.
I thought you had something to say.
Well, I mean, I would love to go there and check it out. I want to see those wooden doors that they had in the gas chambers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, go ahead.
It doesn't have to be sealed that tight. I mean, if you're gassing people, I don't know if you've ever been in a gas chamber. I have. Not the ones in Germany. But if a little bit gets out, that's not going to make a fucking difference because you can't fucking breathe. Even after you get out, you can't breathe for a while because your lungs are filled with that shit. What are you looking at?
Well, I had read that Zyklon B, which is what they were using to gas these people, actually has it was used to treat, and I really shouldn't even have opened up this can of worms because maybe it'll be a topic for next episode, but I had seen that it was used for something else, like something that it would cure something.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I could be wrong. I'm gonna look for it. But you know how they say, like, oh, this medicine or this mineral or whatever will do more harm than good, and then come to find out it's the opposite.
Right.
You know, they tell us fluoride is good, but it's actually bad.
Super bad. Fluoride is the worst. Well, you know who came up with the idea of fluoride? It was Hitler during the concentration camps. That he was the first one to use fluoride. I'll look that shit up right now.
It was so funny yesterday when I sang in German.
What?
Yeah, I sang Du hast by Rammstein.
You speak German?
I do now.
Okay. What'd I say I was going to look up?
Fluoride. Hitler, oh, fluoride.
Now, I'm not even going to type in Hitler's name. I'm just going to look at the Wikipedia, like when it says it was just updated 5 days ago. Fuck it. I ain't got time for this shit.
All right. So this is a clip of Vivek Ramaswamy, whatever.
What?
But I still really like this guy. I'm gonna definitely vote for him for Ohio.
Oh, Vivek.
All right, Shane, I got a challenge for you. You solve that Rubik's Cube while I'm telling you about what we're going to do for the federal government.
You got a deal.
I think mine's simpler than yours. We get elections we can trust and believe in this country. Single-day voting on Election Day as a national holiday with paper ballots, government-issued voter ID to match the voter file. And yes, I say English as the sole language that appears on a ballot. That's not too much to ask. That's not controversial. That's common sense. It's not a black idea. It's not a white idea. It's an American idea. And we fought a revolution to secure. You want to close your borders. That's what it means to be a country. A country without borders isn't a country. I'll use our own military to protect against our own southern borders invasion rather than somebody else's border invasion halfway around the world. And birthright citizenship for the kids of illegals to whom it doesn't apply. Anyone who's in this country illegally should be returned to their country of origin. I don't think that that's controversial. This is common sense. You get ahead in this country not in the color of your skin, but the content of your character. What does that mean? The best person gets the job, no matter the gender, no matter the race, no matter the sexuality. I'm going to fix that starting with our woke indoctrination and our military. We're done with that, so our military actually protects this country. Got another simple one for you as you're working out the harder challenge there. The people who we elect to run the government should be the ones who actually run the government, not the shadow government in the deep state. So you know what? I'm going to fire 75% of those federal bureaucrats just as fast as you solve that Rubik's Cube. That's how we're going to get this country back. It's not that complicated, is it?
No, not at all.
Sounds good. Sounds like he's going off of Trump's playbook.
Common sense.
Right.
We have drifted so far away from that, like, I'm sorry, like we've said this before, but it's embarrassing that we were flying the pride flag at the Capitol, at the White House, on all sorts of things, on military planes. Like, that's embarrassing. What does that tell other countries? You know, like, oh, we're sending the fairies. You know, like no, like fucking send Rambo.
Right. All right.
Fucking sending Gain out there.
I like Vivek. You know what? He reminds me of fucking Obama, though. He just does the way he talks. You know what I mean?
He is a good talker, a good orator.
It's kind of like, it's like he's modeling himself after Obama, the way at least the way he talks. Maybe different ideas, you know? But I got this app, right? It's called the Logos Bible. Logos. So you can bring up one Bible verse from... All right, I got an example here. It's the English Standard Version. Matthew 17, verse 22. All right. So I can bring up the English Standard Version and compare it to the Cambridge Paragraph Bible, and it can show you the differences in the verse. All right. So here's the English Standard Version. Because of your little... This is Jesus talking. It's red letter print. All right. Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. All right? That's the English Standard Version. Or the King James or any other of the modern versions. They all say the same thing. Not exactly the same thing, but they don't... It's been removed, all right, is what I'm saying. This is the Cambridge Paragraph Bible. This is an older Bible. All right. If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. They're talking about demons, by the way. I should have read the earlier part. But it says, howbeit this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting. So he's saying certain kind of demons outgoeth by prayer and fasting. Because, you know, there's passages about when Jesus goes up on the mountain. That's what he was doing. That's prayer and fasting. But they remove that. And I don't, it makes you wonder, why did they remove that? That seems pretty important to me. But that app is super cool, though. I mean, you can bring up Hebrew, Greek, and you can compare the differences to, you know, any of the passages we have today. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that does sound pretty cool. I'm going to download that.
Yeah, Logos, L-O-G-O-S. Just punch it in the app store and it'll come right up. So.
Hey, so I'm going to talk about work for a second.
All right.
We have a customer that do you need a pause it? We have a customer that he orders under, it's not his real name, so I know I'm not giving anything away, but it'll be Ben Verhoeven.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's funny. So he comes in, you know, and we always laugh. You know, I told him about the that my name is Meoff, Jack Meoff. But so now we have like this, like we're trying to like outdo one another. So like the other day, he called in and he placed an order, and I was like, "Okay, Mr. Bendover," like I knew who it was, so I gave him some shit. So he ordered under Barry McCockiner.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
So now I'm trying to like come up with like different ones, or looking up different ones. So now I'm going to put an order under Lester Mo.
Yeah, okay.
Or under Rection UG. Use direction. Or Coxlong, Mike Coxlong.
You ever heard of Philip McCrevis?
Mike Litteris, Huge Ass, Gabich, Genitals, Kimmy Head, Dix Enormous, Nicker, Mike Hunt.
Hey, that reminds me. That reminds me at my old job, my buddy.
Would you blow me?
My buddy used to do that. He had a joke, and he'd go up to A, be like, "Hey, Mike's looking for you," and they'd be like, "Mike who?" And he'd be like, "My cock." Oh shit!
Yeah, when I saw the. So, like, people will place an order, and then, you know, we make it and then put it in the oven, and then the ticket prints out.
Yeah.
When I went over to take the ticket to print it out of the printer and, like, put it on the little thing, you know, the hangs so that we can see the order.
Yeah.
And I saw Barry McCockiner. Dude, I died. I was laughing for, like, over an hour, I would say. And I had to apologize to my coworker, a female. I was like, "I'm sorry. Like, that is just so funny. Like, that's my sense of humor, blah, blah, blah." She got it. She's cool.
So you already knew who it was, right?
Yeah. So I was like, "Hey, when he comes in, you know, tell him that he made my day. He made me laugh like a fifth grader."
All right. I got one more clip I want to play.
There's also Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt, right.
Adolph Oliver Nipple.
You know, there actually are Mike Hunts out there, though. There's a lot of... That's not unusual.
There's even female ones. Listen to this one.
Okay.
Wilma Dickfit. Wilma Dickfit.
Is that the only
Peter
one?
Pedophile.
What is it?
Pedophile. Pedophile.
Yeah.
Bill Mianis. Right. Really be Hardigan.
All right, here's my clip. Jesse Ventura.
Talk about your BBC. I have a tape of a BBC reporter broadcasting directly back to England talking about a third building has collapsed. World Trade Center Building 7 talks for 7 minutes. All the while she's talking, World Trade Center Building 7 is still standing right behind her. It didn't fall for another half hour, yet they were doing a pre-broadcast back to England that, yes, it's true,
that
this building fell and it hadn't fallen yet.
They're trying to make out the British Broadcasting Company, one of the most respected news organizations in the world, was inventing huge buildings falling over. You need to have a break, Jesse. We'll come back after the break.
Tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse.
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash. And we know that behind that, there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city, but completely disappeared now, and New York is still unable to take on board what has happened to them today.
Talk about your BBC. I have a tape.
Yeah. I'm sure you're already familiar with that, right? You've seen that before. You hear me? You froze up.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura does a pretty good does an interesting job when it comes to the conspiracies.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't know I had that music in the background. That fucking irritates me.
Yeah, I got five on it. So you ever heard of a Will Sasso?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
He was on Matt TV. He's like a voice impersonator.
Okay.
And he does Jesse Ventura. Listen to this shit.
I think you've played this before.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay, I don't even want to know what the fuck it is before me.
Whizzlers proudly presents Drizzlers.
All right.
Twizzlers Drizzlers come jam-packed with 12 ounces of pure Twizzlers drizzle, ready for you to drip, spray, and douse onto any surface you desire. Simply place the tip of a Twizzlers Drizzler in your mouth and lick vigorously to get the drizzle flowing. Licking thickens the drizzle. The longer you lick, the thicker the drizzle. When your Twizzlers Drizzler is ready to drizzle, simply point and squeeze to see 12 ounces of drizzle cover your target. If Twizzlers Drizzle comes in contact with eyes, do not attempt to wash or rinse the drizzle. Simply keep the eyes open for 24 hours and the drizzle will harden into a film that can be removed like a contact lens. Well, let me tell you about a contact lens. In 1988, the CIA partnered with Bausch & Lomb to produce a contact lens that would allow the wearer to see malevolent spirits. They called it Project Malaview. Bausch & Lomb had a brilliant contact lens designer named Pipper LaDon, who produced an entire case of Malaview lenses within a month of the project's launch. The CIA brass was so excited by the early success that they mislabeled the shipping address on the case,
when they were trying to send it to Washington. So instead of arriving in CIA headquarters, the Malview contact lenses wound up being put on shelves of a Walmart pharmacy in Rockport, Massachusetts, exposing experimental weapons-grade optical equipment to an unsuspecting public. Now, why don't you tell me about trying to sue Arby's?
You're not going to play this whole clip, are you?
No. But that's the thing. He'll, like, start doing, like, this. He's reading, like, an ad, and then he'll add, like, the CIA. Who had, like, right. a conspiracy. Like, Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
In 1969, the CIA. Drizzlers. Cooper, come on, bro.
All right, you ready to wrap it up?
I am. I got to deal with these dang dogs.
Let's see here. I'm going to play one more Alex Jones clip, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Will be, you know what? I will go to hell before I sit here and I watch this country and the world turned over to these savages. I'm done, I'm pissed, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. Let me tell you something, you filthy traitors in the government, you pieces of crap. You are the most degenerate, twisted, mentally ill people I've ever seen, wanting to gang rape this republic. You people are enemies, and we're going to get your asses, and we know what you're up to, and we're coming for you. Will be... You know what? I will go to hell.
All right. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, Rumble, TikTok, and the phone number. 313-583-7646 or 31 Flu Frog 6. FLU as in the Wuhan flu. Yeah, I don't know about the TikTok part. I don't know if I know how to make them short clips, but I'll see what I can do. I am putting it back on Rumble now that we're doing video again. Now that Julio is not so shy, what was that about?
What?
Not wanting to do video.
I just don't think it's necessary.
I mean, it's not necessary, but...
I mean, I had to do my makeup like you said this morning.
Yeah.
Can't just roll out of bed.
I do. I just roll out of bed.
I had to, like, go out to my car in the cold and get this damn hat because I didn't have it inside the house.
See? That's being unprepared. That's all that is.
And I got to worry about, like, what I'm wearing. Like, I don't want people to think I'm racist.
What would people think was racist that you might wear?
What I'm wearing right now?
It says Ice Ice Baby and it's got a picture of Trump. What's racist about that?
T-Dog.
Huh?
It says T-Dog.
I don't get it.
Trump Dog. T-Dog.
All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Recording stopped.